Tourists planning to visit the battlefields of World War I probably have some idea of what that war was like. The conventional image is of mud and trenches and generals sending men to die in waves. Some would even characterize those generals as lazy and clueless, which is the sort of image presented in the comedy series Blackadder Goes Forth.
Name?
Baldrake, sir.
Go, tally-ho, yibbity-dap and zing-zang-spillet. Are you looking forward to the big push?
No, sir, I'm absolutely terrified.
The healthy humor of the honest Tommy. Don't worry, my boy. If you should falter, remember that Captain Darling and I are behind you.
About 35 miles behind you.
It seems the British government is unhappy with that image and is even calling it a myth. In fact, Britain's Education Secretary Michael Gove has gone so far as to tell teachers to stop using Blackadder as a teaching aid. It seems like a natural question for our resident history buff and Blackadder fan, Chris Wolfe. First of all, Chris, what is wrong with Blackadder?
Blackadder follows the adventures through time of this rather asinine character, rather acerbic, offensive gentleman who has various adventures in different time periods. One of the series is set in World War I, and it shows this officer who is desperately aware of the next time he goes into an attack, he's going to be killed and he's going to die uselessly, as is everyone around him. And it's his efforts to try and avoid going into the attack. And it's this idea that the government's trying to avoid, that the troops were demoralized, that the generals were incompetent, and every attack was completely useless.
So is Blackadder right or wrong?
I think it's just a question of degree. I think if you look at the near mutinies that happened in the troops and the constant repetitive failure of the generals to kind of overcome the strength of the defensive fortifications they had encountered in World War I, I think it's like a good legend. It has many grains of truth, and they're somewhat exaggerated. And I think overall, though, those grains of truth are pretty strong.
The world's history guy, Chris Wolfe, thank you. And let's go out with a bit more Blackadder as the men finally get ready to go over the top.
I have a plan, sir.
Really, Baldrick? A cunning and subtle one?
Yes, sir.
As cunning as a fox who's just been appointed Professor of Cunning at Oxford University?
Yes, sir.
On the signal, company will advance.
Well, I'm afraid it'll have to wait. Whatever it was, I'm sure it was better than my plan to get out of this by pretending to be mad. I mean, who would have noticed another madman around here? Good luck, everyone.
Thank you.